As the turning of the season brings colder weather to North Carolina and families close windows to keep warm, it's an excellent time to make plans for radon testing in your home. Radon is the odorless, colorless gas that is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States. The effects upon the family it touches can be just as devastating as lung cancer caused by smoking tobacco. January is National Radon Action Month. Each year, upwards to 22,000 people die from radon-induced lung cancer. Roughly 54% of those diagnosed with early-stage lung cancer are expected to live no more than 5 years after diagnosis. Therefore, we recommend that you test your home for radon and lower your family's risk of lung cancer. Unfortunately, radon kits are not being sent out to the county extension offices this year as they have been in the past. You can purchase kits that are fairly inexpensive at local home improvement stores, or there is a limited supply of free radon test kits from the North Carolina Radon Office that you can order online at nc.radon.com. We also are concerned about all aspects of our health. Today, 60% of adults have one or more diet-related chronic diseases. About 74% of adults are overweight or obese. Yet we're not following a healthy dietary pattern. Healthy eating is important at every life stage. For the first time, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans 2020 to 2025 provides recommendations for each life stage, from birth through older adulthood. Nutrient needs vary over the lifespan, and each life stage has unique implications for food and beverage choices and disease risk. So how can you make every bite count? Try to find food and beverages that align with the dietary guidelines. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans provide advice on what to eat and drink to meet your nutrient needs, promote health, and help prevent chronic disease. Focus on nutrient-dense foods and beverages. Limit those higher in added sugars, saturated fat, sodium, and stay within your calorie limits. Meeting these food group recommendations with nutrient-dense foods and beverages can take up most of a person's daily calorie limit. More resources and helpful information can be found online at myplate.gov. Since we know that eating like those who live in the Mediterranean region has shown to promote health and decrease risk of many chronic diseases, we are once again going to provide a program to teach this healthier way of eating to the community. Therefore, the local cooperative extension office is joining forces with about 10 other county extension offices in the area to host a Med Instead of Meds virtual class. The 6 weekly sessions will share the basics of the Mediterranean way of eating, along with information about different recipes and cooking tips. Participants will increase their understanding of the health benefits and concepts related to the Mediterranean style eating pattern. The classes will be held on Mondays, February 1st through March 8th at 12 p.m. each day. There is no cost for this program, and participants will receive weekly emails, including handouts, lesson materials, and videos of demonstrations of Mediterranean recipes. To register, you can go on to our Facebook page at Person Gramble FCS, or you can visit us at our website at person.ces.ncsu.edu. And don't forget that every month we are also hosting Lunch and Learn workshops. Next month, we will be hosting a workshop on the More in My Basket program and discussing how to develop a household and food budget. We will discuss how to develop a food budget, plan friendly, budget-friendly meals, and shopping strategies, and how to enroll in food and nutrition services, such as SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps. Contact the Extension Office at 336-599-1195 to receive information or register for any of our free virtual workshops. This has been Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent, with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.